I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Sioux City police on the lookout for a Sioux City man accused of a shooting at a gentleman's club over the weekend. A woman was seriously hurt during the shooting that took place after a fight outside of Mavericks in the old Stockyard area. The victim was in the parking lot at the time watching the confrontation that did not involve the suspect. Witnesses say 26-year-old Rudy C. Johnson started shooting toward the fight. He is considered to be armed and dangerous. Johnson faces several charges, including willful injury, going armed with intent, intimidation with a deadly weapon, assault while participating in a felony, and felon in possession of a firearm. Police in a small lake community in Northwest Iowa are investigating the death of a woman they say is being treated as a homicide. Officers in Lake Park were called to a home yesterday morning and found the victim inside. Her name and cause of death are not being released yet. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and Dickinson County authorities are assisting in the investigation. Lake Park is a town of about 1,100 residents that sits along Silver Lake near the Minnesota border. According to an investigation by the Associated Press, Iowa's Attorney General has not convicted a police officer for improperly using force since at least 2004, which was the earliest date for which records are available. Attorney General Tom Miller's office only pursued charges against two officers out of 35 force cases it reviewed, but both of them were ultimately acquitted. Laws often shield officers and give them the benefit of the doubt. A summer of mass protests called for accountability. And President Donald Trump took to social media to lash out at South Dakota U.S. Senator John Thune, saying his political career is over. The attack on Thune comes from remarks made by the number two Republican in the Senate about efforts by some GOP members in the U.S. House to reject Electoral College results and stop President-elect Joe Biden from being sworn in next month. In a tweet, the outgoing president said that Thune's political career is over and that he would be primaried in 2022. Thune didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.